Yo, what's good in the hood? It's your host with the most, XP, and I'm keeping it real and black. So, told y'all, man, this is my second episode in the same day. So keep track. I told y'all when I find some interesting news that I definitely, like, you know, report it to you guys. Now, some of you guys out there that may know them, some may not. But, you know what I'm saying, my boy, YFN Lucci, man, nigga's on the run. Supposedly, he's on the run. He's in hiding. Because he's wanted in connection with a murder. Supposedly now. I ain't trying to get no false information. They saying they connected him with, like, two shootings. Supposedly now. But overall, like, he's wanted for murder. It's a 28-year-old. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if it was something involving drugs, something involving disrespect. But I don't know. Supposedly. Because, you know, I keep saying supposedly. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. But, yo, supposedly he murdered somebody and police and everybody trying to look for him. Grandma, everybody, mama, everybody trying to look for him, but he ghost. That motherfucker incognito, you know what I'm saying? He put the hide my location on Snapchat and on his phone and stuff like that. They trying to track this man. The boy, I'm telling you, a situation like them rappers, they got cash hidden under their bed. They got offshore accounts. You know what I'm saying? That boy probably long gone. I wouldn't be surprised if he stay gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised, man. Got all that money, man. He could be rapping in DR or Cuba or something. Spending some bars. If they do catch his ass, though. Oh, man. And they convicted him? Woo! It's game over in the streets, you feel me? Game over. His cheeks are going to get clapped. You hear me, folks? His cheeks are going to get clapped. And I ain't trying to make this weird for some of y'all listeners, but you know what I'm saying? It's a fact. You know what's going to happen. So I know why he out. He dipped. I know why he dipped. Cause when them niggas get a hold of that ass, it's game over, boy. You know, niggas gonna be in there. The jail niggas, you know, got his ass bent over talking about something. Got that wet. You got that wet. Clapping them cheeks and shit. I'm like, oh, damn. They gonna do old boy like that. Shit, man. And that nigga went from every day we lit, hey, to every day we murder. That shit crazy, man. Boy, stay out of jail, man. I don't blame him from, like, ghosting, yo, because I don't think I could make it in anyway. I don't think I could. Me being short, I knew I wouldn't survive in jail. That's why I've been trying to live a good life and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because them niggas would destroy my ass, man. They'll turn me into a damn pinata and do tricks and shit. Make me, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to do the fucking Lucci and shit, man. They gonna destroy his life and shit. And you know they gonna fuck him just for bragging rights and shit. You like, oh, why FN Lucci? Ah, man, yeah. I fucked him last week. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that, you know what I'm saying? Get that jail cred or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been watching like 60 Days In and shit. Niggas on there be saying that they only gay for the stay. So, all right, no, if Lucci's convicted, he gonna get his sheets clapped, and he's gonna be doing the clapping. So, cause that nigga ain't never getting out if this nigga's convicted. You know what I'm saying? But yo, that shit's crazy, man. I was just chilling, you know, on my phone, you know, and it just popped up on my phone. They looking for him and shit. Damn, they all trying to hunt a black man down and shit. Successful one at that. But I mean, is it his fault to get in that type of situation he is? Yeah, he's a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? You stay your ass home and start trying to play thug and shit, boy. You try to help this community out. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like us gotta eat. You don't be doing that crazy shit. I guess because of the coronavirus or something like that, he had to step it up a little bit, supposedly. I don't know what the nigga was doing, but that's my guess. But, oh man, I got that wet. Oh, I got that wet. You gonna be calling his mama and shit, boy. Yeah, boy, you better. And Regina Carter, oh, nigga, she gonna be holding your ass down, boy. I feel like she's a type. She took your ass back and shit, but nigga, if you get that life, I'm going after it, my guy. So, I hate to be you, my guy. So, you know, I don't know, man. They gonna catch his ass, yo. I don't give a fuck where he at, man. I feel like they gonna catch him, yo. I've been watching too much inside NCIS Miami and shit, you know what I'm saying? So they gonna send LL Cool J after that nigga. You know, LL Cool J, he gonna play no games or some shit. And don't fucking switch it over to Law and Order or some shit. Because Ice-T, he only got a few lines in that motherfucker. But he'll find your ass and shit. So yeah, boy. I don't even know what to say, yo. It's crazy, man. Even if I became a rapper or some shit, I'm not doing no stupid shit, man. I might get in trouble with, like, oh, you know, if I'm not married, though, you know, multiple women or some shit like that. That's the most you gonna catch me with. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I ain't doing nothing. I'm be with the fight, white folks chilling. Be with successful black folks chilling. Trying to come up with ways to help the black community thrive. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Motherfucker wanna play thug and shit, man. I don't know, man. I don't think he thought this shit out, but shit, he got money, so he I'll be surprised if they find him, though. I'll be surprised, but you know them niggas, they can find a nigga hiding in the can of beans if they wanted to, you feel me? So I'm gonna play this little clip from the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? So you can get a little taste of what's going on. So just give me a second and I'm gonna go ahead and play it for you folks.
According to CBS 46, they're saying that Atlanta police are looking for YFN Lucci. They put out a tweet. They said he's wanted on multiple charges for his role in the shooting death of 28-year-old James Adams. So according to reports, they said officers were dispatched to that street, People Street in Southwest Atlanta, on December 10th, and they found Adams laying in the street with a gunshot wound to the head. He was rushed to the hospital, where unfortunately he died. Now, a second victim was dropped off at a local fire station by a private vehicle minutes later. He also suffered a gunshot wound, but he survived. That was 32-year-old Kevin Wright. Now they are determining that these two shootings are possibly related, and YFN Lucci is being charged with felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in criminal street gang activity, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony.
Damn. Shit. That is not a great way to start off 2021, you feel me? So, damn, after hearing that shit, damn. I don't know, man. Nigga, you better stay hiding or some shit, bro. For real, man. So another black man, so another one, you feel me? You better not come out these streets, boy, because they gonna get that ass, nigga. They gonna, whew. Damn. All that shit? Damn, they gonna lock the nigga up and throw away the key. Shoot, man. Like, this boy ain't got no chance. Shit. Shit, Trump ain't got no chance either, but I ain't want to talk about that, nigga, but damn, boy, well, I want to wish you luck out there, bro. I'm pretty sure you ain't fucking with me like that. You ain't listen to my shit, wife and Lucci, you know what I'm saying? You know, you one of them uppity niggas and shit, but besides all that, man, you know, fuck, if I was you, bro, just stay gone, man. Just drop some tracks in Cuba or some shit, man, or some crazy ass country or some shit where no niggas can touch, you know, no for, law enforcement can touch you or some shit, bro. Just fuck it, bro. It's too late, nigga. Like, it's game over, bro. So just stay gone, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bringing nobody in your bullshit, man. I hope, you know, when you get locked up, you drop the soap and shit like that, and they fucking you like 12, 15 times a day in the ass. I just hope, you know, just hope you can forgive yourself, man. Hope you that you repent. I hope you repent. You feel me? I really hope you do, dog. I really hope you do, man. But that's all I got for you today, folks. This is your host with the most XP, and I'm keeping it real and black.